Well, this is the one I've had the most trouble with staying patient over, and that is when the kid makes a big deal out of something that's little. It's so annoying to me. And so, in other words, it's the itchy socks or the tag, or, you know, they don't like the sandwich because it's cut the wrong direction, or they're having a hard time getting their car seat on. And it's not like, oh, by the way, I'm having a little struggle here. It's like full blown screaming, you know, like the cattle prod in your back. And it's like you want, I swear, it's all I can do just to say, hey, kid, it's a crummy tag. Get over it. You know, but that's not a very nice way to handle it. So I learned a little secret about that through lots of experimentation and working with parents. And the first step, the kid says, my tag, and they're jumping up and down having a cow. First step is nice dose of empathy. Oh, that's hard. Mm. And then you ask the question, what do you think you're going to do? And of course, they're not going to have any good ideas because they're little kids. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they will, but most of the time they don't say something brilliant. I hate my tags. I hate tags. Oh, what do you think you're going to do? And if you want to dollop on the empathy, you say, oh, I know it's awful when tags are itchy. I tell you, I've had itchy tags before. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just the worst thing when your tags are itchy. How itchy is it? And you're not trying to solve the problem. You're just handing it back to the kid, and you're just really empathizing and letting them know that you're hearing what's going on. And of course, you're not going to stop in the tracks and stay home, you know, and try 16 different shirts to get the tag straightened out. No, it's, oh, what do you think you're going to do? Oh, it's rough when tags are itchy. And then you can give them some quick ideas, and then you're moving on with life. So you're, if, for example, you're heading out the door, my socks, you know, the socks are bunched up or something, and the kid's going crazy. Oh, socks. Oh, that's so frustrating. What do you think you're going to do? You know, and, oh, well, some kids decide not to wear socks. Some kids decide to wear their shoes without socks. Some kids decide to buy new shoes because their shoes stink so much as a result. Good luck with that. And now you are actually stepping out of the house and you're about 20 feet in front of the kid heading out to the car.
Yeah.
But I had a kind of a profound little experience with this. You know, we're trying to get out of the house, and now he's in the backseat of the car, one of ours, and I hate my car seat, blah, 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 you know, and he was struggling with trying to get the thing buckled or something was wrong. And in the past, I would have, you know, kind of looked in the mirror and said something not so loving logic is, well, what seems to be the problem? Oh, geez, you know, just kind of, and I realized, you know, I have a PhD in child psychology and I'm talking like that, you know, that's awful. And so we're driving out one day. He says, my seatbelt bothers me. And I said, oh, that is so sad. That's such a bummer, man. I know it's so hard when your seatbelt bothers you. I've had how many times? And it's fun to ask a bunch of questions like, how many times has it bothered you in the past? And do you think other kids have the same problem? You know, just have some fun with it. And it hit me how much calmer he was.
Yeah.
You know what people want when they have a problem?
They want somebody to understand and hear. That's all.
Yeah.
They don't want to fix.
I realized my reaction was what was the problem. It wasn't that the kid was misbehaving. It was kind of like if my wife comes home and she's upset about work and I say, it's no big deal. You should be thankful for a job.
Oh.
Yeah, so it really, they need a lot of love, some ideas. And just you move on with life, and so much of that stuff just takes care of it when they know you really care.